Mayor Armand Herford and Cown. Lauren Greenlaw headed to Japan for a commemorative event with Squamish's sister city Shimizu. On May 29, Squamish Council received an invitation from the mayor of Shimizu Town, Yoshihiro Seiki, to the town's 60th anniversary of establishment on November 3, 2023. In subsequent council meetings, Herford and Greenlaw were chosen as delegates to attend. A spokesperson for the District of Squamish, Rachel Bogusky, wrote to the Squamish chief that final costs have yet to be finalized, but the council unanimously voted at a July 4 regular business meeting to allocate up to $11,000 from the council contingency funds. The $11,000 cost was initially based on sending 3 representatives, yet council ultimately opted to send 2 representatives instead. Taking all of these estimates into account, the total cost of a 7-day trip to Shimizu, Japan from Vancouver, BC would be approximately $2,250 to $3,550 per person. Keeping in mind that these are estimates, and actual costs may vary based on choices. As of the date of this memo, it is estimated that a delegation of 3 would cost between $6,750 to $10,650, reads a memo presented to Council on July 4. This does not include gifts or unknown travel or hotel taxes. The current balance of the council contingency account is $25,000. On July 4, several council members commented on the importance of maintaining a relationship with Shimizu after hearing a short summary from municipal staff about previous visits. These relationships can bring benefits to our community, but you have to invest in it and keep the relationship active, said Cown. Eric Anderson. Upcoming for council is a November 7 regular business meeting where a public hearing is scheduled for a bylaw amendment that removes density limitations on affordable housing projects. Bogusky said the public hearing will continue ahead as planned and Herford and Greenlaw have the option to participate virtually. Shimizu is 16 hours ahead of Squamish, meaning a 6 p.m. local start to the council meeting would be a 10 a.m. start for Herford and Greenlaw. Moreover, a quorum for municipal councils is defined as the majority number in the community charter. With 7 elected officials in Squamish, there needs to be at least 4 present to reach a quorum. For more information about the trip, view the July 4 regular business meeting.